You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we are joined now, as I mentioned before, by Ruben, organiser of Wonder Garden Festival. Hello.
Hello there. How's it going?
Pretty good this morning. Yeah, how are you?
Very good.
What's Sam wandering in? Patty,
hey,
what are you up to, Sam?
Yeah, it's a lovely day. It's nice to be up here. Well, it's not that lovely a day.
It was. It's kind of like it was grey and then the sun came out and it's gone again. I guess it's just kind of like this time of year for us, though. But
December, we've been hit by the fake summer of November, and
yeah.
December rolls out the bad weather. Hopefully it stays nice for our New Year's event.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I guess it can't really, well, it's probably about like a week out that you can start looking at the forecast. So yeah.
Thank God, not even that. It's, you know, it's maybe it's a few days. I work on Silo Park as well, and we usually do the weather call 2 days beforehand. So
right.
Yeah, it's just a fingers crossing exercise and hoping that everything goes to plan.
Oh, I don't know. New Year's is normally okay. I guess it's just one day, so you can never really predict it. But
fingers crossed this time around.
Cool. Well, we're doing a little Wonder Garden themed mixtape this morning. What's the first track you've brought in?
The first track I'm going to play is a Fleetwood Mac track. It's called Need Your Love So Bad. And the reason why I've brought this track in is because I had the privilege of being at the the Moccasin Arabia Finn show, which happened earlier in the year at the Crystal Palace, and it was such a great show. It was there that we were kind of in the planning of Wonder Garden, and it was there that I kind of thought, shit, I would love these guys so much to be
do this again,
do it again, and this was the song that they played. It was a cover of Fleetwood Mac. Well, it's not originally a Fleetwood song. It's originally a Little Willie John song, but Peter Green and Fleetwood Mac did a version of it, and then Conan and Co did their version of it, and out came Mick Fleetwood to play on
it. It was
the drums.
Amazing. I was there as well, and it was just like this kind of disbelief went over the audience, like, wait no, seriously?
I couldn't believe it. But anyway, so here we go. Let's see if this works.
Got it.
Someone's hand to lead me through the night. I need someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. Now when the night begins, I'm at an end. Because I need your love so bad. I need some lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. And it's time to go. That's when I need your love so bad. So why don't you give it up and bring it home to me? Or write it on a piece of paper, baby, so it can be read to me. Tell me that you love me and stop driving me mad. Oh, because I need your love so bad. Need a soft voice to talk to me at night. I don't want you to worry, baby. I know we can make everything alright.
I need your love so bad.
I didn't have your mic on.
That's pretty lovely tune. Yeah, that was. To be honest, I wasn't familiar with the song until the boys played it. I heard it for the first time that night, and I was blown away.
As if like Fleetwood Mac fan, a big one, or do you reckon it was just a known song?
I mean, I'm a big Fleetwood Mac fan, but yeah. I don't know Peter Green's work right, so much. Yeah. I kind of know all the 70s and 80s hits.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like most people do that. Yeah.
You know. But that was a pretty special version, especially to see Mick Fleetwood in the Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
A pal of mine was taking a pee with him at the urinal, so he actually had even more intimate experience.
Yeah.
I think it was just such a special show. Those three guys playing together they're such old friends.
Yeah.
They've got such a history, and together playing each other's songs, and for New Year's Eve they're pulling together a selection of their favourite covers. So we're pretty excited about it, and we've heard there might be some special guests.
Yeah, same before. Yeah. Sounds so exciting.
Yeah.
Especially, I wonder. Yeah, no, I'm not going to speculate. Hey, no point in speculating here. But
I don't even know if I know properly myself. But they've usually got a few tricks up their sleeve, these guys.
Yeah. And they're quite good at doing it real casually. That's what it was like at the Crystal Palace show. It was just like, oh, yep, there he is.
Yeah, it was well played. So are we moving on to song number two?
Yep. Was it Orchestra of Spheres?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Or, yeah, that was number two.
Let's do that. So Orchestra of Spheres is a band that I've always had a bit of a place in my heart for. I first saw them at Splore. Maybe 2009 or so. I used to play in a band called An Emerald City, and we were playing before them, and the whole gang kind of stuck around and watched this incredible band of oddballs just doing this most incredible show. It was so visual, and it was so strange and so rhythmic and upbeat, but one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. And it's pretty exciting to have them on board, and they'll be kind of playing to kick things into the evening as the sun goes down, probably about 8 or 9-ish. Am I playing this from my computer, or is it coming from?
I've got it lined up, so let's just
cool,
go from
perfect.
Here.
Well, this is nice called this is called Trapdoors. Enjoy. You might have heard it on the playlist, but it's a beauty.
Such a great track, that one.
It is.
Orchestra of Spheres.
What a band. What a great band.
See them while the sun's going down.
Yep, that's the idea. That's the idea. We're really stoked to have them on the lineup. I feel that for me, Orchestra of Spheres is hopefully going to be that band on our lineup that a bunch of people who come along have never heard of before, but see them and go, who the hell are these guys?
I want, being like, whoa.
Yeah, let's get all their records. Let's make sure we see them again. But yeah, they're Wellington. Hey, they're one of Wellington's finest, and they get out and they tour and they do festivals all around the world. They've probably got more of a presence in Europe than they do in New Zealand. But a great, great band, and we're honoured to have them on board.
Awesome.
So
next
on to
up,
the next one. Okay, so the next one. this is a song called Regiment, and Regiment is a song by Brian Eno and David Byrne. It's off an album called My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, and this is a 1980 release, and it's I'm pretty sure it's the first of about two or three collaborations that Brian Eno and David Byrne had together, made between Talking Heads Records. But this record, if you're out there and you're looking for something interesting and new, which is old, I would highly recommend it. It's one of my favourites. It's a... it's a beatsy, goes into Afrobeat, it goes into all directions. And the reason why I'm playing this is when I was thinking about Wonder Garden, I was thinking about what artist I would, if I had the choice,
dream,
of anyone in the world. And I'm pretty sure I would love to hear these two great characters and their band get together and play this album start to finish. But let's roll out Regiment. And I hope you can get the chance to listen to My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Brian Eno and David Byrne Regiment. From what was the name of the album again?
The album is called My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, which I believe is titled after a book, which I don't know who wrote.
Good thing, yeah, maybe I'll Google that later.
Yeah, Google that
later.
You
can Google it now.
But yeah, it's I can't recommend it enough. One of the great albums of my life, and I found it. I didn't have it on vinyl, but I found it maybe halfway through this year at Southbound, which was a lovely find.
Mm.
Second handy.
Got one more to squeeze in.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the story of this one?
So the story is with this one. This is a Scuba Diva song called Marimba. And the reason why I'm playing this one is because I was a little bit late to the party with Scuba Diva, like really late to the party. And I was, I went to the Others Way Festival, great festival, one of the great, great events of our city, and stumbled into Samoa House. Well, not stumbled into, because I really wanted to check them out and saw the band. And this was kind of after we'd programmed all the music for Wonder Garden. And I just kind of walked in, and my first thought was, God I wish these guys were playing at our festival. And an added bonus was that my pal Jacob Moore, who used to who played in the Czechs and the Eversons, he was in the band, and I didn't know that. So it was kind of surprise and delight, and just such a great live show, such great music, and really, really engaging to watch. So I thought, let's celebrate these guys.
Maybe in the future.
Yeah.
Cool.
So are we saying goodbye, or do we say goodbye after the song?
I guess this is goodbye. So yeah, thank you for coming in.
No, thank you for having songs. Me. And yeah, hope to see you at Wonder Garden this New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I'll be there in an orange jacket.
Headlines at wondergarden.co.nz, is that the website?
Yeah, wondergarden.co.nz. See you there, gang.
Here it is, Scuba Diva Marimba.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.